That needs to be factored in, yes, especially going forward now. Brexit's going to kick in next March, so we need to be in a position where all of our protocols, everything's in place, because if we don't, it's back to the drawing board and maybe we might lose the ferry altogether. So all of them T's need to be crossed and I's dotted going forward with the tendering process, and there's no point in waiting till the time comes. So if we have both options, at least we can go A or B.
There has been a cross-border element to the ferries, and obviously the support of the Cosby Coast Council is important. In terms of the Lough Foyle ferry, as you say, it is important that people know exactly where they stand and what's going to happen into the future.
Very much so, yeah, and it's a vital link to the North Anishinaabe, and it's a link that we need to keep there. It's not there's no point in us saying, oh, the bureaucracy is doing away with it. That can't happen. We need to have all of our T's crossed or we're going nowhere, so we need that link.